Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Figuring Out. I'm your girl Teresa Kahwa-ee. In the previous episode, you thought I was gone. I told you guys that I'm gonna expose a ring soon, so it's official. I have a ring. I have a promise ring. So yeah, it's official. I'm out of the market. I'm on the front line of shouting, Valentine's is coming. Where is your boyfriend? And it's nice being on this other side. It's nice, but it's not easy. The journey has not been easy, through the obstacles, through the hardship, but God is nice. We've been able to pull through. Wow, look at me talking. Yeah, anyway, so it has been really nice. The week has been amazing. Back to school, each and every lesson, like I've been having class every day. I know, every day 8 a.m. I've had to like wake up so early. I'm not an early person. I prefer staying up late than waking up early. Anyhow, it's cool. Yeah, so today I want us to figure out sexual harassment. I told you guys this is a new series. I'm starting a new series of sex series. I'm going to call it a sex series. A sex series meaning each and every episode from now on is going to be about sex. It's going to orient itself around sex. So today we'll start with sexual harassment and sexual assault. So when I was thinking about sexual harassment, I didn't know how to distinguish between sexual harassment and sexual assault. So I thought the first thing is to differentiate between the two. So first of all, sexual harassment is any form of unwelcome sexual behavior that is offensive, humiliating, and intimidating. This may include requests for sexual favors, verbal or physical harassment of sexual natures, jokes referring to sexual acts, unwanted touching or physical contact, unwelcomed sexual advances, exposing oneself or performing sexual acts on oneself. I know. So if you go and maybe masturbate in a public place, you are sexually harassing people. Thank you. Unwanted sexual explicit photos or emails. Yeah, that happens a lot in Facebook. One of the reasons why I checked Facebook is because of that. When you'll get a lot of, I'm not being biased, but a lot of Indians, those Arabs, are they Arabs really? Those ones, they usually like, hi, then they send you their dick pic. I know, that's sexual harassment. But the funny thing about sexual harassment, it doesn't violate laws. Like, it doesn't violate civil laws, and it's not a criminal act. I know. It's really sad because today, sexual harassment is everywhere. People just get catcalled. Even catcalling is a sexual harassment, which happens, like, every day, everywhere. It's been so normalized that when you're catcalled and you don't answer back to a catcall, you are like abused or something. I remember when I was in, was it primary or high school? When you found a group of like guys, then they start calling you. You had to answer. If maybe they're saying Sasa Mrembo, you had to like say poa, because if you ignore them, they'll start throwing abuse and it will really turn out to be really bad. So you used to answer them to prevent being abused, which was not right. Today sexual harassment is a really, 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 really big deal. There's this time, I was in town with my cousin and her friend, and we were going to Rongai. So I don't like Nganya. Nganya is those matatus that are, what do we call them? are urban matatus. They have like really loud music. They have like the latest design and everything, but I don't like it. So I prefer the more quiet ones, the ones that I can read a novel, I can meditate. I know. I was told this is my 80s talking, but honestly, it's my 20s talking. So what happens as I was going, so see, we are crossing. So there's a place, okay, when you're going to the stage, you'll find a stage first of the Nganyas, then you go further to the ones now, the cool, okay, the quiet ones. So see, we passed, it's a passing, and one conductor from the Nganyas came, and he was like, Inge, enter this one, and I was like, no, I'm just shaking my head, and it got to a place where another one came, and another one came, and they started pulling me. Like, this one was holding this arm, the other one was holding this arm. So I got super angry, and I was like, do you know even where I'm going? And they're like, yeah, you're going to Rongai. And they started pushing me, and I was angry. I just had an outburst, and I got really angry, and I told them, let me go. And they were like, aye, look at you, kona maringo, kwenda huko. No, those are abuses in Swahili. They were like, oh, you kona maringo. What does that mean in English? If I was in high school, that will mean you're pretending. Like, I don't know which English you used to talk in high school. So that meant maybe, look at you. I don't even know how to call it. Maybe kona maringo, you just... I don't know how to say kona maringo in English. I think ego is not maringo. I'm not sure. So it was like, oh, they started abusing me. And I was angry. I was super angry. And I started throwing insults, like really, really, really bad insults. Like, yeah, just go and grow some ass fast before... I know. I was like, what is wrong with these guys? So I got to realize that. So, okay, another time, I didn't even look at them, so I went to the cool cars, the quiet cars, my cool cars. So as I was seated there, I saw what they do. When a lady, there was this time they approached a lady, and this lady, when they were like pushing her, she had to cooperate. There's a way I felt they're used to ladies not talking back to them, and I think that's because of the fear. We fear that, okay, when I tell them let me go or I shout at them, they're gonna get angry and they're gonna shout louder at me. But when that day they shouted at me, they shouted like really, really, really loud, and it's in the streets of Nairobi, so everyone was looking at me. So but I went with my dignity, like I raised my head so high, like I wasn't feeling ashamed of being shouted at by touts. So I felt like most ladies undergo through those harassments because they are afraid that if I stand up for myself, they're gonna shout and they're gonna make it really bad. But you shouldn't feel like that, because as we continue to keep quiet and let them have their way with us, they get more encouraged. That's why they felt so justified to pull me, and not to pull me, they felt so justified to insult me because I refused to be touched the way they were touching me and pulling me, you know. So I really felt like it's high time we stand against those thoughts. Sexual harassment, let's start from even small things like being catcalled. Sexual harassment, catcalling has been so normalized that when you go to Nairobi town, and a whole day you're not catcalled, now you just look at yourself and you're like, hey, what have I worn today? No one is catcalling me, you know, because you will get catcalled each and every time. There was this tweet I saw, and someone asked the ladies that, what would you do if there were no males? Like, if there were no males, if there were no males for a day. And most of the response were, oh, I'll work out at night, I'll wear a short dress, I'll, what else? Yes, most of the responses were working out at night, wearing short dresses, because that has been, And it was really heartbreaking because I felt like we are not allowed. I've ever seen, kwanza aki Nairobi town, like a lady wearing a really, really, really short dress. I usually envy them. I envy their strength, the audacity, because in Nairobi town, kwanza, it's so practical that in Nairobi there's a street called Moi Avenue. Moi Avenue separates town into two different versions of town. So this is the upper town. The upper town now is akina upper town akina INM, akina as in the more chilled, quiet, there are not a lot of people. Then there's the lower town, akina archives, akina downtown, where there are a lot of people. So I usually feel like if I'm to wear a short dress, I'll go to the upper town, because there it's no one cares, no one will look at me with those eyes, no one will just talk to me because I'm in a short dress. But if you go with a short dress in the lower town, my goodness, the catcalling, the body shaming, the people are idol. People can just see it to just talk at how you look, just comment. I'm like, I do wear this so that I may get comments from you. So what? Ugh, men. Let me just say men. Aki wababa. Anywho, so it's really bad because we ladies are even afraid of walking at night because, oh, we may get raped at that corner, dark corner. We may... why is that? It's really bad, by the way. I really feel bad. Yesterday, I went to Zindikisha. I see off a friend. And from my place to the stage, there's some lights, the street lights are not working. So I was really afraid. I was like, hey, let me just leave you at here because going back is going to be tricky for me. And my way back, I was really super paranoid. Like, I didn't want to see anyone behind me or even in front of me. I was walking like I was running. I don't like those things. And that fear has been brought because of such harassments from Wababa. But the difference between sexual harassment and sexual assault: a sexual assault refers to sexual contact or behavior, often physical, that occurs without the consent of the victim. So it includes like penetration of the victim's body, which is typically rape, attempted rape, and forcing a victim to perform oral acts, like oral sexual acts. No, to perform sexual acts, e.g. oral sex. So sexual assault is the one that now becomes a criminal offense because now you're penetrating the other person's body without the consent. No, but both of them, I usually feel like both of them are equal in terms of the humiliation, the offense, the intimidation, because this thing starts from sexual harassments and they build up to sexual assault. In like 8 out of 10 women today have ever gone through sexual harassment. I always ask when I'm around women and I'm like, have you ever been sexually harassed? And they're like, yeah, I've ever been sexually harassed. Everyone has been sexually harassed, either by sexual favors. Yeah, those happen a lot. Kwanza in teacher-student relationships, yeah, like verbal or physical harassment, touts, my goodness. Anywho, it's heartbreaking that sexual harassment cuts across all ages. Like, it doesn't matter either you 4 or 60, you can get sexually harassed or sexually assaulted. Yeah. And it's not even funny. It's not funny at all. So I remember one time I was sent meet. So that day I had worn, I'm from school. I was in primary school that time. So I had worn this dungaree. A dungaree is, it was a short dungaree, like shorts from the bottom. Then it's patched up with the upper part. It's kind of old school if you know it. So what happened is, there's a shortcut, okay, there's the shorter way to getting to the butchery. So, but this time I was sent around 6 p.m., 5, 6, and that's the time. This at this road I'm talking about, there was a shop where they used to sell meth or cats or mirror. So that time at 5, 6, that's the time it was being opened. So you find like 20, 30 men waiting for it to be opened so that they may make their purchase. So this day I was like, okay, should I just go the longest way to avoid passing through this road? And I was like, why should I? It's my right. This is a public road. Who am I? Hey, it's me. I crossed. So I was as I was passing through the midst them, one of the guys bumped me. And that time I was in primary, I think. And I remember the anger I had. I will get choked. You know the anger that chokes you, like you feel a hard thing here at your throat. And I turned and I told him, stupid. And this guy is a obese team. He smiled back. He laughed it off. Like he was like, haha. And I felt really bad. I remember I had balancing tears. And one of the effects that harassment did to me was that one, I never wore that dungaree again. I had the fear that, okay, maybe me wearing this is that, as in me wearing this caused this guy to behave the way he did. So I thought my dressing is the one that affected, that caused the, you know. Two, I never used to pass that road again. Like, I will never, I'll prefer going like 1 kilometer away, like going the longest possible way to where I'm going. Just that, so that I may just avoid the road. And at times I feel like it's what I'm proud of myself, kidogo, that at least I knew that was sexual harassment at that age, 'cause that's why Adi today you feel in PP1 preschool PP2. They're taught the summer private parts, like they're taught how to sing and touch their private parts, and that the song they sing, these are my private parts, these are my private parts, nobody should touch them, nobody should see them. So that awareness at such a tender age allows them to know when they're being harassed. Because was it a book? What did I? Yeah, it was a story I was viewing at a friend's status. And it was a story of a guy who killed the father because the father used to molest him. But the funny thing was, the guy didn't know, like the child didn't know that was being molested. So how he came to find out of the molestation was that he asked the cousins, "Ati, hey, your father doesn't give you guys massage, you know?" It's really sad because at that age the guy didn't know that that was a sexual harassment or a sexual assault. So for him that was a way of the father showing love through massaging the body and making him feel relaxed and good. So creating awareness at such a tender age to kids to tell them these are your private parts. If you like, nobody should touch them. If someone touches you, come and report, tell the teacher, tell your parent. It's really a nice move to curb harassment and assault. But at the same nini, I felt like I needed like someone to show me that, because from then on I usually wore like baggy things that will never expose my body, because I felt like, hey, if I expose my body, this and this happens. Anywho, so the knowledge that at how you dress. You dress your choice, first of all. How you dress doesn't affect or shouldn't make someone to harass you. You get, because the men justify themselves with that. I feel like people okay, men feel justified because they feel superior than women. There was this time I was talking with my cousin and we were like, hey, one day I'll just sit at the road and start catcalling guys. I'll be like, hey, you, Huh? You with a small ass. You with a fat ass. You short nigga. You know? Because, and we laughed because it was like, hey, they look at you like, why is this girl crazy? You know? But when a man or when a group of men do that, they feel so justified. They feel so superior. They feel we've made it. And the funny thing we got to realize is that a man, as in men, are cowards. Men who cut call are cowards. Or harass people are cowards. They don't do it when they're alone. Watch at guys who harass people. They're mostly 2 to 3 to 4 to a group. You get? You'll never find one man standing alone and harassing people. They're either a group, 2 to 3 or a group. So we were like, these people are cowards because, well, it was really, as we were trying to try and analyze why they do that. And it was just because they have this stupid mentality that, oh, we are superior, that we are men. Men can stand there and call you flat ass and call you ugly. You know, like, who gives you the right to call someone ugly? Well, let me not talk from my heart, but I'd really like to encourage guys to avoid that because it usually has a lot of impact on the victim, both emotional, physical, and even mental. Stay tuned for the sex series. I have a pretty interesting lineup for you guys. From until further notice, we're going to talk about like the next episode is gonna be about sexual disorders. Sexual disorders is gonna be about behavior that we see as immoral without knowing the mental sexual disorders. Good. 2, sex addictions. 3, orgasms, protection, all the way to sexually transmitted infections. Everything about sex that you need me to. You need us to figure out together. Welcome. You can send your contribution to what you want us to talk about in the sex series. Make it as engaging as possible. Give me your views if you've ever been sexually harassed. If you know someone who's been sexually harassed, we may figure it out. Try to see what causes these guys to behave the way they do. And if you are a guy who has also been sexually harassed by a woman, it's also a free space to come out and talk about it, because we are trying to figure it out together. It's been my time, Teresa Kahwai. Have it nice.